Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed. The Democrats are inciting it. Isn't that something? So they keep hosting these white supremacists. That guy with the sword that you saw in their clip, that is Gavin McInnes. That is who he is. And he was invited there for a second time to give another white supremacy speech. Okay? And the Republican Club literally put out this statement about inviting for the second time a white supremacist to New York, which has, I don't know, 162 different ethnicities living there on this tiny little island. Yeah, it's a veritable United Nations, it is. They said, we do invite speakers to the club with differing political points of view. Some we agree with and some which we do not. That's not even English. But we are staunch supporters of the First Amendment. We want to foster civil discussion. You invited a guy to bring a samurai sword and talk about white supremacy. He said, we never endorse violence. They characterized his white supremacist rally that he was able to have at the New York Metropolitan Republican Club in, on the Upper East Side of Manhattan as being politically correct and a bit edgy. White supremacists and white supremacy is edgy? It's a little bit edgy, everybody. It's just a little edgy. You know, people who actually, have, I don't know, drawn Nazi symbols on synagogues lately, or, you know, run around in Klan gear, or burn crosses on people's lawns, or, you know, suppress the vote, or, you know, quote, Jim Crow as being the way that, good people behave in the South. I mean, this is just so amazing. So, of course, it led to political violence. Violence, I tell you. But here is the, I have two surveillance videos to show you. So here's the actual surveillance video of the terrible, terrible crimes. Oh, no, that's the beaten. Sorry, here. Here's the surveillance video. There's two guys walking. One goes up to the door. I don't know what he's doing. And maybe he's putting glue in the lock. I don't know, because he's got a baggie. Okay, now he's throwing stuff. And then they run away. And then he picks up the stuff that he dropped. This is what they painted on the door. That's the anti-fascist thing. All right, let's show it to you from a... this is them actually spray painting. Here you go. This is obviously from a Ring doorbell or some such thing, because you can see there he is painting an A with a circle twice. Paints an A with a circle twice. And you can watch it some more, but that's all that happens there. So he walks up to the door and he paints an A with a circle, and then they throw something at the building and they run away. Okay. That's vandalism. It is. I think you get a ticket for that in Manhattan. This leads to assault and battery, which is a crime. Yeah, assault and battery. Here are the Proud Boys attacking these guys that spray painted.
Go, boys! You ready? Go, boys!
Walk away!
you get the idea. And those guys on those little motor scooters, those are police, and no one is arrested. Isn't that something? You got a guy down on the ground, and they're kicking the crap out of him while he's down on the ground. The police show up, and no one is arrested. Isn't that something? Not the people who vandalized. They should, you know, obviously get a ticket for vandalism. And not the people who committed, assault and battery. No. So you have extremist groups inserting themselves into the Metropolitan Republican Club, which used to be a hoity-toity sort of a upper crusty. That is the Upper East Side. That is Park Avenue. Okay, that is the Upper East Side of Manhattan, and you got these guys running down the street chasing after these kids that spray paint. For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com, but meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.